big day here at Georgetown University. It is graduation day. I've got my cap and gown on, ready to go over there, hand out a few diplomas and a few awards. So we're excited here, pretty summer day, even though it's May. But it's also 2 weeks to ASCO, and the abstracts just came out a couple of days ago. And what's going to happen? So I think there are some big issues that are going to be addressed. My favorite one is the adjuvant study comparing 3 months of chemotherapy to 6 months of chemotherapy in stage two and stage three colon cancer. So far, the abstracts that we see, one says there's no difference, one says maybe 6 months is a little better. We are going to see a meta-analysis at the plenary session that's a late-break abstract, so we don't have that data yet. And of course, if this is true, if 3 months is just as good as six, it would be transformative in many ways. It would not only change our current management of patients with stage two and three colon cancer, I think it would have an effect in rectal cancer, perioperative metastatectomy, and the like. So we'll get the full spin in a couple of weeks, but if you've got patients right now on adjuvant therapy, at least give them a heads up that this data may be hitting their local news channel and certainly their local newspapers. So watch out for that, 3 versus 6 months in colon cancer. We're going to see more evidence around the right versus left-sided colon cancer and really interesting biomarker work to try and understand what is it about those cancers and why rights are worse than lefts and don't respond to EGFRs. And the punchline there, as far as I can tell so far, is that nothing really has emerged yet. We don't know beyond anatomy, location, why one is different than the other. So for the moment, distinguish right versus left, put in the right ICD-10 code. And then, of course, as with every other cancer, we're going to see more and more stuff around immune therapy, gastric cancer, HCC, certainly in the MSI colon cancers and some new combination regimens in other settings. So we're continuing to build the story around this, and we're fully expecting pretty soon to have some approvals for checkpoint inhibitor in MSI-high colon cancers and maybe some of the other diseases as well. Molecular profiling still really, really important. Understanding how to use this complex genetic information in our patient decision-making is really what it's all about. But you got to go to ASCO, or you at least got to watch Medscape to see what happens to get the real spin after we digest all of this in the 50,000 people mosh pit that will be Chicago in a couple of weeks. I hope to see many of you there. I know it's always a busy week, but it's a fun week too to get together as an industry and say, what progress have we made in the world of cancer, and when are we going to cure all of these diseases? Hope to see you in Chicago. John Marshall for Medscape.